possible if we moved it to Saturday?
Yeah, I can see that Saturday morning first thing.
Yeah, I think that would be a good time for that.
And for the good people that are giving those reports, I don't think we ought to talk about it as clunk.
I can see that Saturday morning first thing.
Yeah, I think that would be a good time. For
what
that.
The hell?
We have a deja vu. Giving those deja vu channel.
I'm sorry for the terminology. You're correct.
Because they're riveting reports. We all.
I am about the actual treatment of the people of folk giving reports at that time, and you know our business is the listeners and the staff and the folk who are tuning in. We're there to represent them. So to make to minimize their significance and their participation by making it inaccessible, I think is disrespectful and a violation of our obligations to them.
This is Mia Tracy.
Yes, Mia.
I was going to basically say exactly what Ifeah said when George said it. I mean, we are doing it for the listeners. I mean, the majority of our donations come from them, and they keep us afloat, and we are doing it for them. So I think, you know, in wherever possible, we should try to do it at a time where most people can listen. And
let me make one practical point, which is that Jennifer Kaiser from KPFK is actually leaving on Saturday.
What?
So I think I got Jennifer Kaiser's itinerary today from KPFK, and I believe
she's
leaving.
She had talked to me about that in advance, and she will be there for Thursday and Friday.
So that may be one practical reason why we want to hear from our GMs on Friday night.
Why? Let me ask you a question. What time would we be starting the evening session on Friday? That George wants to go to 10. Will we start it at 7 or 6 or something?
What I am thinking, and this can be changed, is that we will be in executive session from 1:30 to 4:30. That's fairly set. Now we could compress lunch, and we could make the executive session from 1 till 4. Given that. And we probably need 2 hours for dinner because people are going to have to leave the hotel, have dinner, and come back. We could potentially start as early as 6 if we compress our lunch hour somewhat. And then perhaps 6 to 9:30 is a compromise.
Well, we're doing the night at 1 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast time.
See?
How about that?
You know, we don't think it's terrible to start on the East Coast at 9 o'clock in the morning. And that means for our West Coast listeners, that's 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I think we serve the people who put us here and the people who pay for this and the listeners by doing the work we need to do. And if it means, that's why I want to extend the time. I don't feel that that's somehow not representing the listeners. It seems to me that's doing what we need to do. We pay a lot of money to get together. You know, 9:30 is not an early time for people on the West Coast who are actually there. That's an early night if you quit at 9:30, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm speaking again for my motion that we do it till 10.
Okay. Well, we do have a motion on the floor, and while I try not to be overly parliamentary about this committee, maybe we should simply vote on it at this point. I gather that there are objections, so I guess we will do this as a roll call. So
I have a question to ask about it before we vote, if it's possible.
Yeah.
You had originally penciled it in as 9:30, and George's motion is to move it up to 10. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's also
okay.
The question of the start date. I was trying to give us 90 minutes for lunch. That's not necessarily.
Well, but right now we're just talking about the stop in time for Friday, I think. And 30 minutes is not going to matter. You know, if we're up, I go along with George. However, my idea would be to stop at 9 o'clock before we all just turn into putty.
Thank you.
Oh, this is crazy. I think we'll turn into putty no matter what we do, if I remember these meetings. But that said, let's go ahead and vote on the motion, because I think we've heard from both sides, so it's really just a question of what people want to do.
Excuse me, point of order. I think Richard has offered at least an amendment, if not a substitute.
No, I'm not going to go there.
You're just offering an opinion.
Unless there's a groundswell, if a fee is at the beginning of a groundswell for 9 o'clock. But,
I think it's abusive. Not only it's abusive of the people that we're supposed to be serving, and it's abusive of us as volunteers who are attempting to serve them.
Okay, I think what we're doing is...
I guess my only question is, then, do we wait and not start until 11 for meetings on the East Coast so that people don't have to listen before 8?
No, I wasn't thinking about anybody else but us. I was just thinking that 9 o'clock is... I was being selfish for us.
Listen, folks, I think it's fine to have disagreements, but I think that we've heard all the arguments, and at this point we just need to decide. So I'm going to call the roll here for a vote. George Ryder.
Yes, 10 o'clock.
Yes on 10 o'clock or no. Athea Longaza? Athea?
No.
Richard?
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Richard Uzel.
Let me pass a minute. I'm thinking.
Okay. Kalonzo Brown, are you still here?
Pass.
Okay. Arlene Engelhart?
Yes.
LaVon Williams?
I abstain. Just tell me what time to show up.
Okay. Okay, back to Richard Uzel.
I'll abstain.
Okay, and Alonzo, you passed. We're back to you.
I still pass. I'm thinking.
At this point, you either need to abstain or vote yes or no. There's nobody to pass it to. Alonzo?
I'm looking at April. I was just doing some figuring.
Hmm? I'm sorry, that was an answer on Jeopardy. Huh?
Let's make that a question, aren't you, or something?
Right. What is,
A palindrome? What was the question with it?
A palindrome.
Okay, well, this is Tracy. I believe that the protocol is on committee that chair votes. I am going to vote yes.
Tracy did not call my name.
Mia, I'm sorry. I apologize. Your vote?
I vote no.
All right. Alonzo, what's your verdict?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, then we have a tie, 3-3. The motion fails.
Can I pay more attention can you read the motion to me, please? I'm sorry, I apologize, but I was actually working.
Good. Prove that. But the motion is for the Friday night open session to end at 10 p.m. It would get underway, I guess, at 6:30.
Can I change my vote?
The vote was already called.
Okay. I asked Tracy a question. She can tell me yes or no.
I think that all of the members of the coordinating committee are entitled to vote. And honestly, if someone tells me they want to change their vote, I'm inclined to honor that request.
Because
we have already counted the vote, Tracy. The voting is...
I usually try not to vote on the PNB when I have an opportunity to, but I'll say yes.
I have
object to reopening the vote.
Okay, I'll withdraw the vote. Let's move on. I'm sorry to, let's move on.
Okay, LaVarne is withdrawing her vote. The motion fails. Therefore, we are back to the original plan.
I make
plan.
A point. I'm going to need to leave at 7 because here's the sympathy. I have to go visit my mother, and they won't let me in the door after after 8.
Okay. Understood. So the original plan had us adjourning at 9:30. Unless someone would like to introduce another motion, that's where it will be for Friday night. Does anyone want to put in some sort of a substitute or alternate plan to that 9:30 adjournment?
9:30 is a good compromise between 9 and 10.
Yes, halfway. All right, that's
so,
where we're at.
Arlene, how much time do you think you need for your ED report to begin with?
Certainly not over 30 minutes.
Okay. And we figured an hour and 40 minutes for the GMs, including the LSB chair. So that's an hour and 70 minutes is 2 hours and 10 minutes. We have then about 50 minutes left over for committee reports, I guess. Nia, do you want to do the...
Open session.
Yeah. Nia, do you want to do the audit committee?
Comments. I meant public comments.
Oh, yeah. No, we have a half hour of public comments, right.
Well, I'm going to suggest that we can work with 3.5 hours. We'll just do lunch from 12 to 1. It's catered. An hour should be enough time. So let's get underway at 6 and close at 9:30. And that would be the 3.5 to work with.
So that lunch is going to be in the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you let me answer your question, George?
Yes.
Well, to approve Tony, and I don't know if anybody's going to have questions, I would say at least 15 to 20 minutes.
Is that an open session thing or a closed session thing?
Open. It's usually quick because they approve it tomorrow night, I'm going to send out all the necessary documents to the PND so people can peruse them before the meeting. So it shouldn't really take that long to do it, but just in case folks have questions.
So it's a contract approval, and we do that in open session?
It's an engagement letter. The engagement letters are usually done in open session.
Okay. Yeah, so what was the answer, Nia? Did you want to do that?
Pardon? I didn't hear you, George.
Did you want to do that on Friday?
Friday at what time?
Well, I would say, given that we want Tony to be there, if we do committee reports first instead of the GM reports... First, we could do it first thing right after Arlene's report, it would be like around 6:30.
6:30 is
point
time.
Point of information.
Yeah.
Point of information.
I'm just thinking.
Yes, go off the record with your point of information.
What is it? What would this auditor's report consist of? Are y'all talking about hiring it being something about hiring the next year or what?
Yes, it is, and also giving the audit committee reports. I could just do it all in one.
Well, that hiring the personnel issue, if we talk about anything much, would be executive session. Seems like
I think we're only talking about whether we contract with the auditor again, the same auditor.
Is that a public thing to talk about? Do you publicly talk about whether, you know, because somebody may want to say, no, I don't think he's trustworthy or something, you know, which is not going to happen, but I don't think that discussion ought to be in the public. I think that discussion, we're talking about hiring somebody, I think that ought to be in executive session.
We can report it out of both sessions.
I'm sorry, what did you say, LaVon?
I just said, I see Richard's point, and we can just report it out of the closed session in terms of what the decision is.
Do it earlier, Friday.
We should do it Friday afternoon.
Right.
Then then Mia can cover what happened in her committee report on Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to an ED report. We're going to have committee reports. We're going to have...
Well, before we leave this...
Yeah, because...
The question I had was, and we've sort of gone back and forth on it, whether or not when we're hiring a contractor, we would be, in this case, discussing the performance, presumably, of the contractor. Do we need to do that in open session? I mean,
no,
we just decided to do it in closed session.
I know we did, but I'm asking what's the legality of it, because the issue came up with regard to the NES, for instance, and the what could be said to the NES and about the NES in open session. And what I got from Ricardo was that...
It's different than personnel.
It's different than personnel, so...
Yeah.
I don't think we have to do it in executive session, but I kind of agree it makes sense to do it in executive session anyway. It'll be a slam dunk, and Tony will be there in the afternoon. He doesn't have to hang around, and we can get it done.
Okay.
If that's okay, Nia, you can break up the report in two pieces.
It just seems like, just to maintain the continuity, it should be done in open session. It has always been done in open session. So how much time is the audit committee getting? I mean, there's no need to do this in executive session. If people want to have a conversation with him about this performance, they need to do that during the executive session that we're going to have, the 2 hours or whatever number of hours we're going to have.
So what about if we split the disc? If we split the distance here, this is just a suggestion. We schedule a brief conversation in executive session that would basically consist of an evaluation of our current auditor, which I think it is polite to do in executive session. Deal with any issues that we may have, and then we can do the formal vote to retain the contractor in open session quite quickly on Friday evening. Does that make sense?
I still don't think that's right. I think that vote and all that discussion that you're talking about having on Friday during the day, I think all that has to happen at the same time. And once you had that discussion, then you vote, and then you go on. And Neil can bring pool and do all the stuff that the audit committee is going to do. But I absolutely don't think that any of that personnel stuff ought to be out in the public.
Well, we need a tiebreaker.
I tend to agree with you, Richard, but that is contrary to what Ricardo said yesterday in relation to, or this morning, I don't remember when he said it, but in relation to, election supervisors. I'm not sure that I wholly agree with him, and he isn't a... human relations.
Hiring the election supervisor is your job, and that doesn't even come to these meetings, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but a discussion of someone's performance, whether it should be an open session or not, is another. You know, when you're getting I don't know what word to use. Almost character. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable with it in open session. I'll put it that way.
Well, we have so many of us who kind of go over the line sometimes, and every time we're standing out in the open and we say something that's questionable, I don't think we're gonna play it that close.
This is LaVon.
Yes, LaVon.
Think that I appreciate Ricardo's advice but he also, in terms of the law, that was his opinion. So I think that, it's a very well-reasoned opinion, but I think that we are observing more caution. So I think that our position as a group, whatever the vote is, should stand.
Part of it is how much do we respect human rights in terms of individual dignity and the rights of individuals.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think what we basically have here is a disagreement. It sounds like we can legally do it either way. We just need to decide which way we prefer to do it. So I think that again, we're going to have to settle a disagreement by a vote. Is there anyone who wants to say anything prior to the vote they feel hasn't been said?
Do you need a motion?
Yes, I need a motion.
Okay, I will move that the personnel, the audit personnel action and discussion and action take place in closed session on Friday, and then Friday evening, along with the audit committee's report, that any announcement be made.
Okay. So is there anyone has a burning? Yeah. Go ahead.
That is actually audit personnel, because he's not part of specific as personnel. The hiring of the external auditor, to be specific.
Okay. Anyone else have to say something before we vote? Okay, then. Starting from the top.
I'll say Nia was correct there.
Okay. Arlene Engelhardt, your vote on Richard's motion to do the hiring of the auditor in closed session.
Yes.
With a report out in open session.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Nia Bediako. Nia?
I'm sorry, my son is singing in my ear. Let me just think for a second.
Okay. That's a pass. Afia Wangaza?
No.
And Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg, I'm going to vote yes.
This is Nia.
Yeah.
I would say no, because whatever we should be able to say it in public, you know. So my vote is no.
Okay, understood. But the vote on the motion is that it does pass, so that is how we are going to proceed with the hiring of the auditor at this meeting. Okay. Let's move on to Saturday and Sunday schedule and see if we can at least tamp them down, and then we should be pretty much out of this thicket. Right now, the schedule for Saturday is that we will be in open session from 9 to 12. We will have a lunch break, and then we'll be in open session for the afternoon, let's say 1:30 to 4:30. We can squeeze that to 1 to 4:30 if we want to squinch lunch. I don't think that really matters one way or the other.
Again, that's going to be served at the hotel?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think an hour should be sufficient, because we don't all have to go out and come back.
Right. We're just going to be there.
Mm-hmm. And then we would break at 4:30 and go to our station tour barbecue in the evening. So
right.
Presuming that there's no objections to that, it sounds like the only changes that we are making is that we will move the CFO report to first thing Saturday morning, and that then we will simply carry on from where our agenda begins.
And the affiliate's time certain would be what?
George?
We should probably, I don't know, when would you like it, Afia?
I'm trying to remember when we did it.
In Los Angeles, we did it from 11 to 12 on Saturday. It sounds to me like the two
and
options.
It was really wound up being from 11:30.
It wound up being
11:30. You could, since Afia, are not sure of how long that we're looking at, we could put it, like Tracy was saying something about, you could scrunch into lunch if you needed to. Maybe we could put it up under lunch at some point, 11:30, 11:15, something like that. And if we got up to where something was really pressing and we needed more time, we could maybe steal 30 minutes from lunch.
I'd actually like to make it in the afternoon for two reasons. One is I would like a block of time in the morning so we can really begin dealing with some of these motions that are on our plate. And the other is that by 11 o'clock on the East Coast, it's 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, by... oh, no, that's all right. That's not a problem. It goes the other way. There'll be no problem with people making it. So it's just the...
if we made it right after lunch, it's easy to make it time certain.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Except that we don't come back, we don't go back into the room on time.
What if we set it for 1:30?
And we don't know how much time, and we don't know how much time we're looking at. Because if no affiliates show up, and, you know, I'm taking the worst-case scenario here, Afia, I apologize, but if nobody shows up, then what are we going to do?
Move on with the business.
It's not a problem.
It's not a set time. Okay, good. That's it.
Okay, I'm going to suggest that
what immediately follows it isn't a set time.
Okay. What if we went to 1:30 as a time certain? What that would mean is that if we get back to the afternoon session at 1 o'clock, it would be a time certain. If we end up dawdling through lunch and it's 1:30, it would be the top of the afternoon session.
I don't want to put in space for dawdling through lunch. I mean, maybe this is just me, but again, you know, we're there on the listener's dime. We ought to show up on time to do what we need to do. We don't do it, but I keep on making an issue of it at every meeting, and I'm going to keep on making an issue of it. If we're in the hotel, and we say we're going to be back, we got an hour for lunch. There's no reason why we can't be back on time.
Okay. Then we can go 1 o'clock sharp.
Yes.
As long as you have quorum, go on and run the meeting. I mean, you know, if not everybody's back, then...
Well, that's the problem. I wait until I have exactly quorum and I start the meeting, but we've been 15 to 20 to 30 minutes sometimes late in starting the meetings, and I really want to put an end to it, and I certainly don't want to create space for it. So perhaps we could put it at the end of the meeting as a time certain. That would be, say, 4 o'clock, and then if there are people there... We'll put them on, time certain, 4 o'clock. If there aren't, we'll just keep doing what we're doing.
That could work.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me.
Does that work, Nia, 4 o'clock, time certain? You can let people know?
For the audit committee call?
I'm sorry,
no,
Nia. I meant Afia. I'm sorry.
No. That's fine, George.
Okay, so we'll make it 4 o'clock, time certain for that, and we'll begin... the meeting the afternoon at 1, we'll go with whatever we got on our agenda at that point. Lavon, how much time do you think you need for the financial report?
Well, the report, you know, would be somewhere from about 30 minutes, but then there would be questions. Probably 35 to 40 minutes. Well, you know, maybe about 30 minutes because a lot, 30 minutes and then questions.
What do you think about taking questions along the way? Because one of the things that happens is that people glaze over after a while.
Talking about finance?
Yeah.
Either way, George, that's fine.
I mean, what happens is you have a question, and then that sticks in your mind, and you lose track of what happens next. It isn't just about financial reports. It's about any long series of...
I'm kidding you.
No, okay.
Great. No, that's a great way to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's schedule 45 minutes for that.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I think we're good. So Sunday, I'm assuming 9 to 11, we're in executive session.
If need be. If not, we won't, you know.
Okay. And we'll try to disband somewhere between 1 and 2 on Sunday, as we almost always do. Yes?
Right.
Okay?
Right. Well, actually, we don't really disband at 2. at 2 o'clock, this is, actually, I'd like your take on this also. At 2 o'clock, at the end of the meeting, what's been happening is that we've been bringing up political issues, mostly, that people have. And mostly it's been fine. I mean, we've, you know, voted on them. They aren't really on the agenda. I just sort of let it happen, and it's been happening. Do we want to continue the practice? I mean, and if we do, I think we should probably give people a little more notice as to what they're going to be asked to vote on at that point.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Oh, are we going to check out of our rooms before 9 o'clock?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
We're going to, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's a very dicey thing. I personally don't like them because I don't think they accomplish a thing. But I think a lot of people love them. And, you know, I don't know if I'd want to keep somebody from doing what they love. But I don't think it accomplishes a thing, and it puts us in... You know, right now in our local LSB, we're having a problem because there's a guy that wants to bring in something that's very questionable. And he says, first thing out of his mouth is, well, the PNB passed a resolution about Arizona, you know, and we're trying to say, well, that's apples and oranges, but it's in the discussion, you know. But I don't know. I don't want to tell somebody they can't do it, but I think it's a waste of time, personally, myself.
This is Mia Tracy.
Yes.
I think in terms of Sunday, in terms of checkout, that this is just a thought. If maybe we could start at 10 and then end, what time are we ending on Sunday? To give people time to check out, because what happens is, as you were talking about, George, people not being there, a lot of people tend to check out before coming into the meeting room, and that takes up time. So maybe if we start at 10 and end it with 3 and give people that opportunity to check out before the meeting starts?
Just as Tracy, I'm going to make an alternate suggestion. My sense of it looking at people's itineraries is that some people will, in that case, have to leave before the end of the meeting to get to the airport. I think perhaps we might be well served by taking a 30-minute break between executive session and open session, or maybe between 11 and 11:30 to facilitate checkout, if necessary, rather than starting late.
I think people are going to take too long to come back. I think you said, look, you have to be here and you have to check out. I mean, that's my humble opinion.
I don't see the problem. You have to check out before 9. I mean, you know, it takes 5 minutes to check out. And you're in the hotel anyway.
I do see the
problem with extending, because for people on the East Coast, I mean, you really can't get a plane back, you know, to land on the same day if you leave after 2:30, or leave after actually 12:30 in my case.
Yeah, some people are definitely going to be hitting the road between 2 and 3. There's no doubt.
So I'd like to leave it at 9. And encourage people to check out before they come to the meeting. It's certainly doable.
And if people don't, then they'll take a 15-minute sabbatical, and they'll run out in the middle of the meeting. And that is the way it is, right? Yes, Richard.
I know discipline is a nasty word around Pacifica, but there is already, you know, we're told at all the meetings, all right, check out when you first start this morning and do it. And if we open it up and say, oh, well, you can kind of check out here, or you can go over here and check out and you can do this, that, if you open up too many things, you won't get everybody back in. I mean, you got to get these, got to herd these cats back into the room.
Well, aren't we doing a continental breakfast, which is in the room? So it means that people don't have to have their breakfast before 9 o'clock. They can walk in and have breakfast during the meeting.
Yes.
Oh, is that right? Is that true on Saturday, too?
All three days, we will have continental breakfast in the meeting room that we're in.
And the two long days, we have lunch as well. So,
cool.
Yeah. We'll be very well taken care of in terms of our bodily needs and so on.
What I'm saying is that all people have to do is tumble out of bed, either pack or pack the night before, and check out and come to the meeting. They don't have to be at the meeting at 8:30 to eat breakfast.
No.
Right.
Excellent point. And good planning on your part, Tracy, of getting us fed in the hotel.
Well, we were lucky because the hotel was able to do it at a price that was no worse than the per diem, so it seemed like it would, you know, make for a smoother meeting, and the price was no different. So we were lucky that way. New York, that won't quite work.
Well, I think we've got the agenda squared away. The one loose end is the length of the committee reports, and I'll find out about that. I'll send them out a note today or tomorrow and try to get that squared away. But I think we've got it blocked out, and I'd like to move on to the. Since you rose this question about New York, the next item on the agenda, which I think is that.
I have one other question about the agenda, and that is, do you want me to schedule Renee to be there? And if so, when do you want to fit that in?
Oh, yeah. She's in the area anyway. We don't have to fly her in, do we?
No, we don't have to fly her in.
Committee report?
I mean, she could be in conjunction with the election committee.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Well, what's your sense,
I would like to keep it civil, so I'm not sure what to say about this. But I also don't want it to appear that we're, you know, trying to hide something. I would like to avoid us putting on a complete public display, I guess is what I'm saying.
What's been the practice at past PNBs when there were PNB meetings, when there was an election in session? For example, last year in the fall meeting? I mean, did you fly out directly?
Last year at the fall meeting, I remember the PNB trying desperately to get a hold of Les, and they never actually reached him during the meeting, if I remember correctly.
I believe that's correct.
And historically, the election supervisors always gave a report. I mean, they would take their heat, you know, but if there's heat to be taken, but they've given it. And speaking of the committee reports, could they be in alphabetical order? Maybe that, you know.
Somebody come start it.
Yes, would you like to begin from the end of the alphabet or the beginning of the alphabet?
Well, let me make a suggestion, which is that I think the right place for the election supervisor is the election committee report. So perhaps that should get scheduled with Bill's report and then Renee's report. And perhaps the way to handle it is to have some sort of a time constraint on these committee reports in general.
Oh, absolutely.
It will only go on for a certain period of time, and at the end of that time, we will move on to the next committee, whatever comes after E in the alphabet.
Right. Right. We could do it Friday afternoon, I think, then. I mean, sorry, not Friday afternoon, Friday evening.
If I might recognize the 800-pound gorilla in the room, that subject's going to have some contention in it. And, you know, we ought to plan for that some way or another.
I'd like to give it after the GM's report from KPFK.
If we're going to have
a GM's report from KPFK, it has to be Friday night because Jennifer's representing the state.
Yeah, I planned it for Friday night. I've got an hour and 40 minutes blocked out for the GM's reports.
Okay, fine.
You could do that right there with the GMs. Part of the problem is that some of the GMs aren't letting things be run on the air, and maybe that would be a good time to buttonhole them.
Well, I'm not sure that's true, but in any case, we could do it right after the GM reports, and also as part of the election committee. Nia, that would that would make you second if you'd like. I think that would be a good idea, and that would be Friday evening, sometime around 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Actually, affiliate comes before audit.
You're absolutely right. would that be satisfactory? Since most of the contentions at KPFK, and having the GM report first, and the LSB chair, might be a way to at least get some of the background information and facts about the situation out on the floor before the NES actually reports.
It's not going to be an LSB chair from KPFK. That'll be from KPFA.
I'm sorry, from KPFA. Oh, that's right. Oh, what am I thinking of? Okay, of course, we're in the wrong place. Right. Okay,
I'm not sure it should go right after KPFK. That almost says we're expecting issues. I mean, I think it fits with the GMs, but it seems to me we ought to take the stations in some kind of either geographic or alphabetic sequence, and KPFA would come last, and then it would seem to me that maybe election right after that.
I think so. I like that idea. Okay, so that would put it around 8:10, 8:15, something like that. And we would have had all the GM's reports, so the beginning of the meeting, the Friday evening stuff would be essentially the state of the union, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and then we'll do the rest of the committee reports. Actually, I don't have any problem with alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after that.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right. So rolling into New York, I don't think that at this point we have.
All right. Let me say something before we do New York. What are we going to be having for breakfast Sunday?
What are we going to be having for breakfast? I actually sent out the menus. So hold on a second. It's the same continental breakfast every day. I will tell you what it consists of. It's not incredibly fancy, but it should keep everyone alive. We're going to have a breakfast buffet, assorted breakfast pastries, muffins and scones, low-fat yogurt, fresh...
All right, you don't have to get into the details.
Tea and coffee and orange.
Saturday night, you should provide a sheet of paper telling everyone what the breakfast is and what time the checkout is, to remind them.
Okay.
Make a combination of what they're going to eat and the checkout time.
Okay, I'll
Good
do
idea.
That. Understood. Thank you. Checkout time, food arrangement. Okay, so for New York, I don't think that we have to do an awful lot. One thing that we need to pay attention to is we need a point person who is in New York for the New York meeting. So I wanted to put out that was a need, and it was a need that needed to be filled.
One person comes to mind immediately.
Well, sure.
Nia, do we hear any volunteers?
Have any availability to take this on, or...
I was ready to hear what came to George's mind immediately.
Well, it was you, Nia.
Okay, so the hotel has been chosen, all that stuff has been taken care of already?
Yeah, what is the task left? What does the point person have to do? That might be useful.
Yeah.
Okay.
What has been done? The Beekman has been booked with a large meeting room and a small meeting room and a certain number of one-bedroom suites into which the board must be crammed. Two by two. Specific things that need to be worked out would be room reservations, coordinating with the Beekman regarding the meeting room needs, airport arrangements. We need to pay a little bit of attention to the airfares that we're paying and make sure that we lower that, which involves a little bit of follow-up with people about their flights. I think those are the major concerns, and a little bit about coordinating with the station for whatever kind of station tour thing is going to be set up.
Okay, so if you could just shoot me off an email, Tracy, because sometimes I still have to take my mom to the doctor, although her treatment, second treatment is over. Sometimes my life gets a little hairy. So if you could just send me an email saying exactly what's left to be done, I would greatly appreciate it.
Nia, I was, if somebody else from New York wants can do it, that's fine too. You were the likely person because you're on the committee, but that's, you know, if you can find a volunteer, that would be just as good.
I will know how to manage it. If you send me what needs to be done.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough, and thank you. Okay, unless anyone else has any pressing points about New York or any urgent questions, I think we can pretty much set our next meeting date and adjourn. Is there anything else about New York that people really want to know? Okay. Then I think in lieu of any sudden emergencies, our next meeting will be Wednesday, August 4th.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. You want to stay on a second, Tracy? I'll just catch you up on a couple things.
That was great. Tracy?
Yes.
Okay. And that's Wednesday?
Yeah. It's the first Wednesday of the month is our standard meeting.
Okay.
We agreed on that for all year. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Good night,
bye-bye.
Everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Good night.
Thanks, Tracy. Good night, all.
Bye. Okay. So I think we're on the stream.